Two quick public service announcements before today's reading for Leading Thoughts. Number one, on Newsweek's My Turn page today, you'll find a letter to my son Jack that I wrote in response to their cover story last week about the beached white male. I'd love to hear what you think. And if you find it worth sharing, please do so. Hint, parents with boys, including adult boys, might appreciate it. Number two, today in collaboration with three people institutions I admire, I am launching a new website called Strong Men Speak. The site is dedicated to exploring the ways in which changes in education, work, and family are affecting boys and men, and the opportunity that men have to grow, change, and contribute in meaningful new ways. If you or others are interested in this discussion, please take a look at today's first rollout and come back as we frequently enrich the site. Onward. My friend Patty sent me an email last week saying she enjoys RFL every week, but confessing that she often forgets to do what I've suggested. Then Linda Abar told me I misquoted her last week. Ouch. I wrote about how Linda, my voice teacher, was teaching me how great singing is improved by practicing a drunk tongue which loosens up your jaw. I wrote that good parent-boss leadership is similarly loose, not strained, not fearful, not fighting. She agreed. So what did I get wrong? Linda said singing never involves strain, while I had implied that it has to do with modulating how you strain. It made me wonder, so strain is never good? I pushed back, not about singing, because she's forgotten more than I'll ever know. But how about golf? There's a lot of truth to ease, no strain. But Tiger and those guys swing hard. It seems like they strain. Sprinters seem to strain at the end, don't they? Don't editors push and strain at the end? In leading, don't you stretch yourself and team some? Linda held firm. She said she didn't know golf, but said, is it strain? You're stretching muscles. There's a firm grip. But are you straining? What do you think? What would the best golf, tennis, running, editing, conducting coaches say about strain? Despite my arguments, I actually think Linda's right about just about anything. Yes, sometimes there's urgency, an emergency even, a need for a last-minute push. But I think it's super rare, if ever, that we need to strain. Instead, we do it out of fear, and in the end, we work against ourselves. So, if you're like Patty, who forgets to try my wacky ideas out, here's some mental cues to use when you feel like straining, yelling, knee-jerking, squashing someone, raising your voice, panicking, sending an email or proposal before you really think it's right. Stop. Breathe. Three counts in, three counts holding, three counts on the out-breath. Ask, am I doing this out of fear or trust? Ask, will it promote others' empowerment or deflate them? Ask, can I do the same thing but with ease, and thus lead with your best self?